That was Steve Carell with I Don't Know How to Sing, and then I added a little brief interlude from La Lune just because they're charting on the CJSF charts, and I feel like it. It was called RAR XD. And then up next, we got the band Adore from Sydney, Australia with their song Sway that just came out back in April. And then following that, we have Montreal band Prism Shores with Tourniquet. This came out in January, so not super new, kind of a jangle gaze vibe, they call themselves that. And then after that, okay, this is more noise punk than shoegaze. Sorry, I'm really not consistent today, but I want to highlight local band Slowicide, put out Autopilot at the end of March. I really dig them, and I haven't had a chance to see them live. They seem to have a really great presence, and I always love supporting femme-fronted bands. And I think I also saw that they're looking for a bassist, so possibly go look into that if that grabs your attention. And then after that as well would be Alone Kitty, which came out back in April with Gotta Let It Go. I played them before. They're from Toronto.
We'll be right back. is bird note. Though once thought to be a subspecies of the eastern meadowlark, this bird was recognized in 2022 as a separate species, the Chihuahuan meadowlark. Keen observers have long known that the Chihuahuan meadowlark's song sounds different from other North American meadowlarks. Named after the northern region of Mexico where they're easy to find, Chihuahuan meadowlarks live in dry desert grasslands. They form a distinct population in Mexico and the southwestern U.S. They have a similar build to other meadowlarks, but with lighter brown streaks on their sides and less yellow on their bellies. And of course, a song all their own. The Chihuahuan meadowlark's recognition as a species was aided by Joanna Beam, a PhD student who studied the song patterns and DNA of North America's meadowlark populations. The research suggested that song differences could help prevent Chihuahuan meadowlarks from breeding with other species, and that eastern and western meadowlarks are more closely related to each other than they are to the Chihuahuan birds. Now, the Chihuahuan meadowlark has a name that recognizes the species' uniqueness and that pays tribute to the desert landscapes that these birds call home. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That was Alone Kitty with Gotta Let It Go. Up next, U.S. Gulf 95 with Outer Reach from their most recent EP, Coeternal. They are not from the U.S. They are from Glasgow. And okay, this is my most ADHD set yet. I was gonna choose another song that was new and was shoegaze, but I remembered I found this band from Glasgow from the 90s called Trash Can Sinatras. I sent their album Cake to my brother Michael, who said, "They sound very Irish," to which I replied, "They're Scottish." So I will be making you listen to Obscurity Knox, which is very, very jangly and not shoegaze at all. And then after that, I think we'll listen to some more Kestrels. I played them a few weeks ago. Their album Better Wonder just came out, and the song we'll listen to is Nightlife. They're from Halifax. But yeah, that's it for today. I'm Lauren. You're listening to CJSF. Stay tuned for Free Voices, hosted by Chief, a positive discussion show bridging differences through stories of inspiration and empowerment. See ya.
This headboard.